You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Last month, more than 100 people crowded into a library for a public meeting in Pinole, a tiny city northeast of Richmond. They were there to fight a proposal to dredge the shipping canal in the bay, one that allows bigger, heavier tankers to enter the Golden Gate and bring their supplies to the bay's oil refineries. It's a move that oil companies say will be more environmentally friendly, but environmentalists think it's a huge, deep step in the wrong direction. KALW's energy and environment reporter Angela Johnston joins me to explain more. Hey, Angela.
Hi.
So first, tell us what happens right now. So how does oil get to these Bay Area refineries now?
Well, the Bay has five refineries. Most of the big names are located here. Chevron, Shell, Valero, Phillips 66, they're all here in the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. And oil comes to them by train, by pipeline, and in this case, by boat. And it comes on a big tanker called a Panamax ship. And you've probably seen them, actually. They're like these container ships, really long, but without the containers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so here's the issue. The bay actually isn't that deep in certain places. The average depth is only 12 to 15 feet.
That's shallow.
Yeah, kind of like one big swimming pool, mm-hmm. which I thought was crazy. And so the shipping canal in the Carquinez Strait, and that's where most of these ships pass to get to the refineries, isn't that much deeper. Mm-hmm. So there's really not much room to spare when you're thinking about these huge ships, especially if you have a full heavy load of oil, mm-hmm. which the ships haven't been carrying because of this.
Okay, so the federal government wants to deepen the channel so the ships can carry more oil.
Yeah, so the Army Corps of Engineers, they're like the federal government's workhorse. They were first authorized by Congress to dredge or deepen the channels back in 1965. Hmm. And then it was sort of funded in 2012.
Okay, how does dredging actually work?
Okay, so dredging in the bay takes place right now, too, for sand mining and just for general maintenance of the shipping channels. Big boats basically suck up the bottom of the bay floor and then shoot back all the unwanted debris into the water. Mm-hmm. So for this project, they say they'll put all the silt and sand that they suck up onto restored marshland. And so, yeah, the reason for this new dredging is that the channels right now are too shallow. And so ships are taking more trips with less than full loads. And they say that once there's a deeper channel, fewer ships will have to go back and forth carrying oil, and that will actually be good.
Because it'll reduce boat emissions?
Yes, and they say it'll save oil companies a lot of money, between $7 and $11 million a year in shipping costs, which could be passed on to the consumer.
Which could mean cheaper gas.
Exactly. But environmentalists say those benefits don't outweigh all the harms that this dredging could do. Mm-hmm. So the first is that dredging itself can be environmentally harmful. One report from the Army Corps of Engineers said that ship traffic and dredging can hurt endangered fish, marine mammals. It'll stir up heavy metals that have settled deep in the marine floor. Environmentalists say that the Army Corps hasn't consulted with the surrounding communities. Mm-hmm. There's this idea that there's more risk for oil spills because ships are carrying more oil. But really the biggest thing, I think, is this idea that dredging the shipping canal will just strengthen our region's ties to fossil fuel companies. Mm-hmm. And critics don't think this will allow for fewer ships. They think it'll allow these companies to expand at a time when we should really be cutting back on greenhouse mm-hmm. gases. Environmentalists delivered a petition with 20,000 signatures to the Army Corps of Engineers asking them to stop the dredging.
Okay, and what's been the Army Corps' response?
Well, they say they aren't political. They just want to ensure the safe passage of ships. That's their only mandate. The agency's deputy director told the San Francisco Chronicle, quote, "I try hard to keep the Corps as agnostic as I can."
Okay, so what is next?
Well, there needs to be a state environmental impact review, mm-hmm. and Congress needs to appropriate the funding. So this isn't going to be starting anytime soon. And the Corps also told the Chronicle that it could be a decade before it's done.
All right. Thanks, Angela.
Thank you.
Angela Johnston is KALW's energy and environment reporter. You can find more of her stories at KALW.org.